Ooh, hello there, sweet thing. Aren't you just adorable? Well, of course it worked, honey. This summoning was so smooth and complete, how could I not answer? And, to add to the incentive to show up, there was such a sweet person on the other side. I'm glad I was free. Wouldn't it be fair if someone else snatched you up first? Well, because what you want, I specialize in. Oh, darling, your soul knows what you want. Even if this was a general summoning for any succubi. Think of it like praying to the gods. You might just be generally praying, but the one that answers will most likely be the main god of that domain. Summoning any creatures like that, really. We all feed on different energies. That way we all don't have to fight as much for resources. Oh, listen to me, giving such a boring lesson. You don't have to worry about any of that. All you have to know is that you called, and I answered. Now, how about we get into what's going to happen this time? Yes, this time. I don't think you went through all this trouble just for one night. Not that I'm judging if you did, but you just don't seem like the type. Of course, I'll need a list of things you enjoy, along with limits, a safe word in motion, in case you can't speak, and times you want. Make sure this works for both of us, schedule-wise. Oh, of course, where are my manners? I'm Lexa, and I'm here to take care of you. In whatever ways you need and want. I specialize in, well, let's just say making my clients feel good and safe. Taking the burden of thinking and being in charge away for a little while. It's all talked about in advance and completely mutual. What do I get out of it? Well, I'm an incubus. I feed off those types of energy. A portion of it goes to Lorelei, since she's the goddess who created us, but I need it to keep living as well. Yes, an incubus. It's not gender-based, it's based off the dynamic. If I was more submissive, I would be a succubus. If I was a switch, I would be a concubus. But I prefer to be a bit more dominant. Granted, I'm quite a bit, softer than what most people would imagine when told I'm a dominant. But I prefer to make sure other people get what they need and just enjoy the results of my work. I enjoy caring for others, and trust me, they enjoy the mental break. There's a reason I have so many repeat clients. Is that why I look like what? Oh, for the love of... No, my hair isn't gray because I'm old. Seriously, people can now accept that magical creatures exist, but can't accept that we might look different than humans. I'm still youthful and full of energy. My hair has just always been gray. I was created with it. Although, to be fair, it does help with how I present myself. People see my hair and how I carry myself, and most understand what I want in the dynamic almost immediately. Even if it is annoying to constantly be called old, it is the one thing I'll never change about my form. What about the gloves? Well, I'll tell you now that only the best of my clients get to actually feel my touch. Oh, but I don't see that being an issue with such a good, sweet thing like you. No, no, no. You'll be as sweet as tea for me, won't you? A cute little angel who earns and loves praise. Don't worry, I'll make sure to say everything you like and remind you of how good you are. Why are you crying? Hey, shh. Come here, sweet thing. Why the tears? Has it really been that long since you've heard a kind word? Oh, you poor thing. Just let it out. I won't tell you what you can and can't feel. There we go. Just breathe. You don't have to apologize. This has obviously been building up for a while. It's all right. That's what I'm here for. Here, let me leave this sigil circle and get you to bed. Well, don't be so surprised that I can pick you up, hun. I'm not exactly human. Knowing how to most effectively use your body comes in handy in my line of work. There we go. Now to tuck you in. Shush. Don't worry about anything other than resting right now. We can talk about all that once you've had a good nap. I know how exhausted people can get after crying. Once you wake up, then we can talk about contracts and have a bit of fun. And you don't have to feel guilty about me doing this either. This is my favorite part. Now, sleep. I'll be here when you wake up. Sweet dreams, sweet thing.
Good morning, little angel. How did you sleep? That's good. Nice and rested. I'm glad you got that out of your system. Now that you're rested, ready for some fun? Well, that sure woke you up. You seem excited. I have something in mind that I think you'll like. I told you before you took a nap that I tend to withhold my touch. Well, as sweet as you are, that's still a rule for me. It's not just the gloves. You have to build up to me touching you at all during this. So, for the first time, I want to watch. To learn how you make yourself feel good, so I can make you feel good in the future. I'd say that's fair, wouldn't you, Angel? Good. Stay right there. Just lay back and get comfortable in bed. Take a nice, deep breath and relax. I'm going to get in bed with you, nice and cuddled up, whispering in your ear, telling you how good you are. All you have to do is listen and do whatever feels good for you. And trust me, I'll remember everything. Go ahead, you can start. Touch yourself for me. Nice and slow at first. Let me enjoy it. Let yourself enjoy the build-up. Good job. Such a sweet thing. So obedient, listening to your mommy. Oh, you like when I say that. Calling myself your mommy. Of course you do. You just want someone to take charge and also praise you. A mommy is perfect for that. Go faster, hun. I want to hear your breathing pick up as you keep yourself right on the edge. I want to feel how warm your skin gets as it heats up. Oh, that was so cute. Was that a little please you just said? Gods, you look and sound so adorable when you beg. Such a good little thing, touching yourself as you fantasize about me touching you. Soon, Angel. Soon it'll be my hands, my mouth, my body all over everything of yours. making you squirm and beg for more. I enjoy overstimulating people. I want to make you feel so good that your brain completely overloads from pleasure. You won't be able to think, but then again, why would you want to when I'm here? No, that mind of yours can go blank, and all you have to do is beg and try to catch your breath. I wonder if I could make you cry from it, edging you until you couldn't even form words and tears are running down your cheeks. Oh, what a cute image. Your cheeks red and streaked, your skin and breath hot, handprints and marks already forming all over your body. Oh, you're close already? Good job telling me beforehand. Well, don't stop or slow down now. Although, you do know you have to ask for permission, right? Say, please, can I come, miss? Good angel. Go ahead. Come for me. Make as much noise as you want. I want to hear you. Thank you for the meal. Don't get up. I'll handle it. I told you, this is my favorite part, and everyone needs a bit of aftercare. Just relax. I'll get something to clean up, and some water for you. Then we can take a bit to talk important details. I'll be right back, sweet thing.